suffers like this, then both in one stage they both said, yes, with so much of many years of learning and studying, we really don't know anything. And the other one acknowledged that the same thing. And the son said, yes, you are right, absolutely, we don't know anything. The father said, shut up, you have to study 50 years to reach to that level. It's not you just say, I don't know anything. So reaching, what I wanted to get at is reaching to that level that you know that you don't know is a huge study. You cannot say at these levels and my level say, I know that I don't know anything. So, after all, what after all this? Anyway, did it help? Do we have to go through Irfan? Do we have to go through philosophy? Do we have to become Arif? Do we have to become a philosopher? Is Irfan alone? What about Hikmat? What about Hikmat al-Mutaliyah? My answer to this, for myself, I tell you the answer that I made for myself, was, I don't think I have the answer here. Most of philosophers, one of the things is, when you look at, for instance, the likes of Abyssinia, the likes of Mullah Sadra, and there are many people like that, probably the likes of Ibn Arabi, if you have heard his name, and they all have started with philosophy and they have all ended up in Irfan. That has a message, right? And there are people like, for instance, I'm not here being, as I said, I always want to make a clearance of that. It's not being nationalistic because I do not regard Imam Khomeini Iranian only. So he's a Muslim for all the world, Shia world at least. I regard him as a very successful example, which he from young age, if you go through, Lebanese have made a serial film of his life, if you have watched it. He learned through learning of philosophy and Irfan, and those books like Misbah al-Hidayah, which it takes people to study 30 years to understand that book, he wrote it when he was 27 years of age. So he was such a smart person at the same time. And then what biggest success you can see, achievement you can see from what he did in the Iranian Revolution. So he led a nation, and I would say a region now, if that was that time it was only a nation, to such a change of notion and paradigm about Imam Zaman, about so many other things in our life. So I always regard him and a successful example who did philosophy and Irfan together, and Hikmat. He became, at the end, he became a Hakimi Muta'aliyah. So that's one another thing. But I have to tell you, there is another important thing before this. When I was reading a book about this issue, and I wrote this point, because when I was reading it, I was thinking, is it this one or is it that? Irfan, philosophy or that? Then I remember something so that I do not forget it, I wrote it there. And that is my finding for myself. It is 100 times more important than whether philosophy reaches me, takes me home, or Irfan, or Hikmat. That the very zeal for this, that thirst, that hunger that must come, that if you do not have that, neither philosophy nor Irfan nor Hikmat al-Mutaliyah takes us nowhere. We first have to create, the first dua of us must be, O Allah, help us so that that thirst is ignited in me, so that I go and after learning. I do not, by saying this, I do not want, and by all means, I'm not criticizing anyone, but that happens only when, if you are reading a book, for instance, I give you a few examples so that you can measure your thirst, is that thirst there or not. I'm reading a book, I feel tired and sleepy. I'm reading one of these type of books, it takes away the whole sleep from me. That's one of the signs. This is not something that you can make it. If that zeal is there, and you have come back home, it's 10, 11, you're tired, you go to bed, you start to, you want to read your one page, and then you can see this keeps you until the morning. There are different types of signs, of course. Everyone would have his own sign. Or you can read or hear, and you sleep. This has happened for me this way, that I fall asleep at 1 o'clock and wake up at 3 o'clock, and I take the book and I go back to sit in another room and read. So that's a sign for me that I know I really, I'm very interested to know where I can be taken, with which of these. Or when you say, when you hear this, when I say to not criticize, I'm referring to this, when you have a class at 4 o'clock, you do not come at 4:15. Whenever you reach that, like myself, as the person who is doing this lectures in this class, I'm always here 10-15 minutes before, because I have a lot of zeal and enthusiasm in that. I'm always here. Of course, I'm not doing the justice to you, for you, because I have to prepare better. But at least time-wise, I'm always here 10 minutes earlier. I'm not asking that you have to come 10 minutes earlier. I'm saying, is that zeal in you? You may say, yes, Mr. Bassam, but not when you are teaching. That's fine. But you must find someone somewhere which, when you go to listen to what he says, it takes you there 5 minutes before you start. If that zeal is there, then you can tell yourself, at least stage one, maybe I'm qualifying that. Maybe I am of that zeal and enthusiasm. So I give much more importance to that. And Allah witness that I did not tell this just because of you. This is my personal and very much deep belief about that, because from many years ago, whenever I saw anybody going to any place of ziyarat, if I wanted to ask him any dua for me, was, please do dua that a thirst is generated, is created in me, so that I can go and find. Okay, I take you from here. I show you a movie, a 7-8 minute movie. Listen to what quantum mechanists, the people who are in the field of quantum physics and quantum mechanics, what they say about these things. It's interesting, because especially I'm very interested when I see a lot of Irfani things they say, which is their finding. Their finding is through, presumably through science, which is through science. And they do so. Also, they do say that physics reaches to a place that you have no choice other than entering philosophy. You have to enter philosophy for physics to be able to further advance yourself in physics. So I give it 3-4 minutes of break, and then I start that film. And then after that, what we do is we will see if from last week that was a topic that I would expect that if there is any question, any commentary, anything about it, that you will raise that. Bar Muhammad, all Muhammad, salawat. Of these three, Irfan and Mashah and Ishraq. And he has added his strong reasoning to that. And what after all this is, any of these works, any of these things that you hear, you read, you learn, on this and until there is this, the back of Quran or ahadith on it, you should not accept it. Right? So, we cannot accept anything that comes to us and it has been stated by Imam otherwise, and they have said something contradicting that. We cannot accept that. So it's very important. But the important part of it is, again, you have not to dissociate yourself from hadith just because of the notion that there are also forged hadith as well. You have to, for us to start, it's not easy for me to go and learn the ilm of Rijal. You have to learn ilm of Rijal to know which hadith is good, which hadith is not good. But at least I can refer to the works of the people like Imam Khomeini, Allama Hassan Zadeh, Mullah Sarah, these type of people, that they have had ilm of Rijal and they have been able to distinguish between bad hadith and good hadith. But if you can go and learn that ilm of Rijal, is even more preferred. So my answer to that question is, first, you have to ignite that thirst in yourselves. Second, you have to go. I would tend to go for Hikmat al-Mutaliyah wherever, which most of the places are. I'm not of that caliber to find anything of Mullah Sadat which is against hadith or Quran. But if you felt you find anything contradicting just because Mullah Sadat has said it, you cannot accept it. That's not possible, acceptable. It must be endorsed by Imam alayhi salam. So let's hope and pray that Allah gives us that thirst. Because that notion that I said, once that thirst is there, even if you do not, let's say, kullun ya'malu ala shakilati. This is in Quran. Shakile is what? Is the depth of deep of you, of everyone. That's shakile. If our shakile, that means that our inner being becomes a wujud, an existence that we are desiring for learning, and finding the reality. Even if you don't find it, you don't find it here. When you die, you are put onto the right track there in Barzakh. Barzakh is also a place that you can gain Kamal and you can learn. But the point, an important point, is you have to check every day your heart. It's very important. Check your heart every day. See what is it dying for? What is it dying for? What is the real depths of its wish and pray? If it's not this, whatever it is, when we die, we are put into that track. Definitely. If we are, okay, there are people who are not so much after learning, but they are after serving people. They like to serve people, which is a very good thing. When they die, they will put in serving people in Barzakh again. They will perfect themselves like that. The people want to, but when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ma'sumin alayhi wasallam in their ahadith says, Prophet says to Imam Ali, shall I not tell you something to beat other people with in closing to Allah? Get things by your aql. So that means you have to unlearn and understand. So now I go to this movie for you and listen to you, see how other people, what other people say about these things.
You see them sitting together. Well, you did a very nice job in fitting them together in one way in the film. And that is, both really see both of these disciplines, modern quantum physics and molecular biology, neuroimmunology, they both say that.
It's different from what we commonly know about. We think sleeping is only to take away the tiredness of the body. It's not the only reason for it. The other reason is Allah has given this tool of dreams so that He can teach us from outside us in our dream. We get a lot of realities in dream if we are purified our khiyal. When dream, Ruya-e Saleh has also two types. They call it tamassulat la misal in Arabic, or we say in Farsi tamassulat bi misal. Tamassul, we say with three dots, right? Tamassulat ba misal, with misal, ma'al misal. What do you say in Arabic? How do you say tamassulat with misal?
Ma'al
misal. Tamassulat la misal, tamassulat ma'al misal. Means, tamassul means what? Images. Tamassul comes from the word misal. Mis means image. Tamassulat means the images. Tamassul means giving the picture of. Or, you know, if you remember the meaning of Quran, in verse that Allah made the tamassul of that ruh for Hazrat Maryam. Tamassul is when you give a reality, a lower reality to something intellectual. That's called tamassul. Because that was an angel, and an angel is an intellectual being. Gave tamassul because, why Allah gave tamassul to that angel, Ruhul Qudus? Because Hazrat Maryam could see it. Because that was an intellectual thing. Angels are not, does not, they have no image, no shape like this. So, tamassulat la misal means, tamassulat ma'al misal means this normal dream that we see. You see like a film, you get up, you go there, you talk to somebody, you see it, you discuss. Tamassulat la misal means no picture, nothing. You will be done what is called an ilqa'i qalbi. You get up in the morning, you know something. You didn't know it when you slept. But in the morning you get up, you have somehow learned it. That is when you visit or Zawat-e-Nuriyya visits you in the dream. Zawat-e-Nuriyya means what? Basically means angels. Zawat is the plural of Zat. I don't have my... Nobody has pen and gift to give me. Fatima, do you have your pen? Zawat is the plural of Zat. Zawat Nuri means the luminous zats, which are angels. So in the dream, when they meet you in your dream, when you are sleeping, you don't see anything. When you get up in the morning, you have learned about this special issue. Okay? Okay, that's fine.
Can you please go
the true dream? What is that? True dream? Ru'ya Salihah. If I had a pen, sorry, I never think that I have to have a pen with me. No, what you see, Jafar, is not unreal. What the picture you have in you is not that outside picture. When you see this, you have a picture of this in you. Okay? You are seeing that picture. Because when you are not here, you can remember this, right? Where is that picture? In you. So, when we come, again, I go back to this roya and dreams. So, there are two types of dreams. Tamassurat ila misal. Masumi, did you understand Tamassurat ila misal and ma'al misal?
Yes.
Did you understand yourself?
So, further clarification. Tamassurat ila misal.
Yeah. You have a question about it?
Yes, I want to further explain.
Tamassurat ila misal is when in our dream, if we have, when we have purified khiyal and nafs and we have cleansed ourselves, we start some, it's possible, we start, you, what I just told you about, for instance, today, if you have, you may not have heard this at all, you get up in the morning and you have learned something, you feel, you see that, oh, I know this, but I didn't know this before. This is called tamassulat la misal, means a dream without a movie, so to speak. The easier term is a dream without a movie. Tamassurat ma'al-misal are normal movies. What I wanted to say is, these tamassurat ba'al-misal, what are tamassurat ba'al-misal? Our intellect, in a higher level, makes a unification with higher level intellects. There, they give us some ma'ani and haqa'iq and realities. Right? For instance, I am supposed to be told in my dream that I will become I will be able to learn, become, to learn ma'rifat. I'm supposed to know this. This is given in ma'ani and in reality, not in words, not in film. To qubay khiyal. The potency of khiyal gets this from alam, higher alam, because qubay khiyal, you remember, it has got two sides. One side is looking up, one side is looking down to your body. It's looking up, gets the ma'ani from intellectual level. What it does, it starts like, just like a director. He wants to make a movie. He goes to that storage of all those intellect, in all those sensual and forms of khiyal and intellectual forms, whatever you have in you. Goes there and starts to pick its material from there. Okay, knowing that you are supposed to become knowledgeable, for instance. What does knowledge mean? In higher avalim, knowledge means milk. So, he creates a film that I'm drinking milk. Then when I get up in the morning, then I remember my dream. What do I do? What does it mean? I had gone somewhere and the people were taking milk and then somebody came and gave me a big bottle of milk. And I started to drink. I go to what a person called Mu'abbir. Mu'abbir means the dream interpreter. Yeah, ta'bir. Ta'bir in Arabic comes from the word abur, means passing. Means it passes you from the image to the meaning. This is the work of mu'abbir. Passes us, or passes your dream from these images and tell you the meaning of it. The meaning is, okay, you have been seeing that you are having milk. Milk is one, in one level, in intellectual level is velayat, in another level is ilm. Then you were having it from, other people were taking it in bulks, but you had it from a hose to the wall. Okay, those people, their end comes from the other people. Because you were having your milk from a tap on the wall, that means you are getting it from the original source. This is the work of Mu'abbir. That means you are getting your end from Ahlul Bayt, for instance. So depending on what the reality was given to Qubbay Khiyal, potency of Khiyal, he started creating a movie from the material it has in your nafs. Take those materials, put together, and you see, for instance, this. I remember one of the interesting things is a dream that I had. few years ago. So I tell you, and I tell you how the meaning of it was became so obvious later on. One day, I in my dream,